Time to continue on our celebrating the bicentennial of Lorain County. We're making trips to different communities. We're in North Ridgeville today at the Ridge Campus here on Lorain Road. And this part is brought to you by the North Ridge Health Center on Westminster Avenue. They've been part of the North Ridgeville community for over 30 years. I had to think 30 years. I remember sort of when that I lived off of Mills Road for a number of years, and I thought, really, it's been 30 years that that facility has been there. I remember when they were building that initially.
38 years, oh, wow. Actually.
Okay. So,
and I have a nurse, Mary Ann, who has been there from the beginning with us. We say that she came with the building. She's a fantastic RN, and all of the patients love her.
Talk with Heather Johnson this morning. What is it that made her stay that long? What can you tell about her personality or just her commitment to the facility?
All of our staff love the residents and the patients. You're there of your mom, and your family wants to go on vacation. Mom can come and stay with us for a week. That way you know she's safe, and you get a little bit of a break.
I wonder if that respite care is sort of a newer thing that's developed, because it's not focusing on the patient, it's focusing on the caregiver, who they understand the process. Those people need as much care as the one that they're taking care of.
It focuses on both. The person that would come for a respite stay gets to kind of see what we're like, check us out, take advantage of the activities department, see what's going on, and the family knows that they're safe. They're going to get their medicine on time, and they don't have to worry about their loved one.
Talk about some of the day-to-day for people who are residents there. What's that like for them as well?
Day-to-day, get up, have breakfast. We start activities usually around 10 with like a morning workout to get you going. If you're there for short-term rehab, you're going to see physical, occupational, speech therapists throughout the day. Lunchtime comes. Afternoon activities, of course, the big one is the bingo. Don't mess with people's bingo. Don't sit in their seat. Don't call bingo if you don't have it. Don't mess with the bingo. And dinner.
Do you have a bingo, for first-time bingo paper? Do you kind of set them down, or do you just kind of give them the rules, or is it they take someone else under their wing?
The first-time player will sit next to the caller. You have to make sure that everything goes well. Believe me, I've called bingo, too, and you got to do that part right, too. There's a learning curve to be the caller also.
Okay. Well, there's a serious commitment to some of the things like that, too.
There is. That's their joy. The other day, we did a casino night for our residents. We got slot machines. We had table games. They could win prizes of chips, pop, snacks. We even had a beverage of the evening for our residents because they are adults. They do miss things like that. So you're allowed to have, your drink and enjoy your evening of gambling and fun for play money,
right.
Just for play money that they used to buy.
You want
things.
To maintain their lively, fun in their life when they're coming to there. You don't want to make it seem like suddenly their life has changed, because if they're moving to a new location, they have to have new people, maybe a new mm-hmm. location. You want to make that transition as easy as possible and give them other things that are exciting to be
right,
a part
and of. Still maintain their personality. Do things that make them happy, and also give them as much independence and maintain their independence.
If people are interested in coming out, do you do days of tours, or how do when people want to come in and see the facility, how does that usually work for them?
You can take a tour anytime. We're, of course, open 24/7. Most of the time, management is there from about 6:30 to 7 p.m., call, look at us online, embassyhealthcare.net, and our Facebook page, where you can see photos of everyone having a great time.
See, if I was there, I would just sit and watch people go on the roundabout. Who knows how to ride? There's a whole little...
You hear the honks usually when there's a problem. So,
right. But it's a good chance for people to kind of, as you mentioned, not only be there as a facility for there, but just to come out. What are some of the things you'll be doing today? What's on your agenda for you?
For myself, I have this event. There's no schedule to being an administrator. You make sure that people are happy. You make sure your staff is happy. Today, we actually have a salad bar for the staff. We do a lot of food for retention and recruitment so that staff and potential employees can see that we value them. They're the ones that are going to touch and be close to the residents. So big salad bar today, and the residents, today is Pokino, so it's like bingo but with playing cards. So you call like a two of hearts on your card and then still have to get your bingo line, but mix it up a little.
Okay. You know, Craig, I'm going to Google this Pokino thing after we're done with this. Just to
we'll be doing this tomorrow on the air.
Look at this. So it's up to somebody there to come up with these new ideas or games or just things to kind of...
We have an activity director. Her name is Regina. She's fabulous. We have assistants that help her out, everything from, you know, the coffee cart in the morning. We actually have a support group on certain evenings. This past Tuesday was men's group. They love pizza, wings, and pop. I had to make sure I ordered pop this month. But the last Tuesday of every month is men's group so that they can get together and do men complaining.
Men complaining. Things like, I don't know. There's a lot of things going on. It's fun how you kind of look at the people that are there and figure out what their needs are.
Mm-hmm.
They tell you what they want.
They do. Activities will go and speak to each person as they come to us. And find out, you know, do you like puzzles? You know, were you a gardener? We're getting ready to plant our garden here pretty soon. So they'll get to garden and have, you know, their tomatoes to grow, a couple of flower our pots. Again, we want them to be who they always have been.
Continue with their activities and just keep them sharp and focused on different things.
Exactly.
As they continue on. People want to find out more about what's going on at North Ridge Health Center, how they go about contacting you or getting over to the facility.
You can give us a call. You can stop by, look us up online. We're all happy to help and answer questions.
All right. North Ridge Health Center on Westminster Avenue in North Ridgeville, down near the roundabout, the 83 Mills, that area over
right
there.
Right at the roundabout.
A lot of activity going on.
The original roundabout.
Yes, exactly. Heather, thanks for near the water tower, I guess is the other identifier from a distance if we're giving landmark locations. Heather, thanks for stopping in this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.